All right, y'all, we are back for the first time. I'm here with my old friend, Mr. Delarenta Carter. So this is going to be, the way I wanted to set this up is I wanted to set it up as like an interview, but I also wanted to just have a friendly chat. Like I wanted us to just talk and get to, you know, get to know each other better because we have been friends for a very long time, but we also have taken a break in our friendship.
Yes.
So
here and there.
Exactly.
Life.
You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be a way for the audience to get to know you, you know, us to chat or whatever and talk about, you know what I'm saying, what happened in our friendship and you. So I want to start from the beginning. So
yes.
Lake County.
Oh, my God. Oh, the boondocks.
It is the boondocks, for real, for real. People don't understand that it's the boondocks.
It's just so crazy to be away like 30, 45 minutes away from the city.
Yeah.
And you come and you say, oh, I'm from Lake County. And they go, what county?
Right.
Or you say Eustis and they say Houston.
Yeah, for real.
My God, we really came from no man's land.
For real.
But we came from no man's land and I'm not going to say we turned the city up because we really not turn up people.
No.
But we did make our mark.
Yeah.
And stake our claim.
I believe that too. I believe. So I just want to know, like, how was it for you growing up in Lake County?
Oh, listen. Listen.
Because it's a very small town. Like, it's.
Okay. You see my pinky?
Yeah.
Lake County is my pinky now.
Yeah.
The white part. Oh. It's that small. And growing up in Lake County, I would say the city, black love is present in the city.
Yeah.
Something crazy. So I'm not, you know, remorseful of that, but I'm remorseful of being a young gay black man growing up in that city. It was,
yeah.
I'm not going to say horrible.
Yeah.
Because I was somewhat popular.
Facts.
It's the facts.
Yeah. It's so small that, like, if you gay, like, you a unicorn. So
and you
like,
can't help but be known by everybody. But I will say it was trying.
Yeah.
It was trying because to be one of the first to do something, you really got to step at all times.
Yeah.
So there was not a moment that even in high school that I felt like I had a chance to be lacking.
Yeah.
Like I had to be on my game, how I dressed, how I talked, how I walked, how I looked, how I acted. I couldn't be too hood, but I couldn't be too gay. I couldn't be too girly. So I had to learn to live within balance.
Yeah.
And within duality.
Mm.
So, I don't know.
I feel like you always did a great job of that, though. I feel like you did masculine and feminine energy, like, perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when I first met you, you had long hair. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing for you to It's nothing for you to wear nails sometimes or whatever. Like, you always have been, like, intersex.
Yeah, very, what's the word? Androgynous.
Androgynous, yeah.
Very, whoever I want to be, I'm going to be.
Yeah, it definitely gave they them.
But it's not she or her, it's them.
It's them. You know what I'm saying? It definitely ain't them.
I loved it.
So, like, do you feel like your family was accepting of your sexuality?
Immediate family, yes.
Yeah.
My mom, my sisters, my brother, and my brothers, yes.
Yeah.
My extended part of my family on my mom's side, not so much. Super, super Christian household. I am thankful for growing up in the household.
Yeah.
Being extremely Christian, you know, great religious background. It built a sense of faith, determination. But it was also the thing that they used to tear me down.
Yeah.
So for years, it caused struggle.
Yeah.
With being like, I love God, but I don't want to go to church.
Exactly.
I love God, but y'all use God as a weapon. So what do I do?
Yes.
So
you feel guilty. Like you know,
no.
I'm talking about, for real. I used to beat my meat and be like, I'm going to hell.
Yes, like I reached right after I beat with me. I would say I was going to hell, but I didn't say it's like, oh, nasty.
Listen.
I'm filthy.
No, for real. Like it's really like that. Like you feel like as soon as you do the deed or as soon as something happens, it's like, oh no, it's over for me.
No, I've never felt that a day of my life.
I'm burning. I'm in the heat.
No.
Never.
Ever.
Never. I used to sing in a choir. And when I was singing, like, once I started to, like, become sexually active, I was like, oh, I can't do this no more. Like, I'm sinning. Like, I can't be singing a choir no more. Like, I'm out here.
At one point in my life, I was the choir. And I still didn't care.
He didn't care.
Because I'm going to be used by the Lord, however he's going to use me, but the flesh going to sin.
Fact.
And it sinned. It did what
a true Jezzy.
Jezebel. Jezebel Zali. Yeah, that's his me. At one point in my life.
Yeah.
I've converted.
You converted to what?
Less Jezebel. Less of a whore.
I like that.
I went from a whore to a hoochie.
I like that.
There's a difference.
I like that.
So I had to pipe it down just a little bit.
What do you feel like when you young, like, you know, you don't feel like that's a whore. You really just like finding yourself. It's still a whore. No.
A whore is a whore.
No.
It's like when you see a kitten, is it not still a cat?
Mm-hmm.
Real? Right. So a whore is a whore. You know, it's one thing being young and you hunching one or two. But when you young, you was doing what I was doing.
But still, though, like, I don't feel like that was, like, you were just finding yourself. You were, people, I feel like it's important to know what you like. How do you know what you like if you don't try? You know what I'm saying?
True.
I feel like it, you know.
But I already knew. I knew what I liked. And I was on the crowd. No, I wasn't finding.
But you really ain't know.
I was hunting.
Because once you find something that you like, you're going to keep going back. If you try to search it for it in other things, then it, you know, you're not fulfilled.
Oh, I did that when I was young. I kept going back.
To the same person?
To the same thing. I knew it was the same spirit.
But you ain't know it was the good.
Oh, I knew it wasn't good.
Exactly.
No, I knew it was bad for me.
Not bad for you, but I'm saying, like, if you're messing with somebody new, you don't know if the sex is going to be good.
No, I know.
Oh, you can tell.
I can smell it.
You can look at somebody
and look them dead in their eyes and be like,
that ain't it.
This whack. Wrap it up.
So you one of them people who can, like, you can look at somebody and tell, like, you know, they passionate or...
Spirit of discernment is real high. Yes. I'm able to look at people or sit in a room with somebody and they can walk out the room and I can tell them their whole life.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
It's scary because then you feel like you done peered into a part of them that's supposed to be revealed by them and now you're prejudging them.
Yeah.
So now you like, dang, like, I know your family ain't shit. Like,
for real.
Like, I know you got daddy troubles.
Yes.
But now I'm judging you before you even tell me you got daddy troubles. Do I let you still come out and tell me that you fucked up?
Yeah.
Or do I tell you that you fucked up? Who gets to go first?
See, I think that's an Aquarius thing too, because Aquarius, let me tell you something. I'm a Gemini, you Aquarius.
Air signs.
Air signs. But Aquarius are so detached, bro. Like, y'all don't give a fuck about nothing. Nothing. Like,
very
still so emotional. And it's weird.
Very deeply emotionally attached. Very, very deeply emotionally enveloped in somebody. But we will leave you mentally before we leave you physically.
Yeah.
Because everything you do goes on the list.
See.
And we've brought it up 1,000 times. Hey, I don't like that. But we're not going to make you feel bad. It's just, hey, I don't like that. If you know I don't like it, why are you still doing it?
But you think, but your baby, it's like you don't care. Because it's Aquarius thing. Like, I ain't tripping. Like, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? A Gemini, we going to be like, stop fucking doing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
And see, as an Aquarius, I feel like when we say, like, we don't like that, it's to not make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, very much so, like, hey, I don't want to yell and cuss at you. I don't want to scream.
Yeah.
But this is bothering me.
True.
Can we fix it? Now, when you've done it 72 times.
Yeah.
And I tell, and you see all my stuff at the door. Don't look at me surprised.
Out the door, you got to go.
Out the door, you got to go, bitch. straight like that. You got, and I'm going to shimmy down the hallway when I do it and tell you sincerely.
Yeah.
I still care about you. I still love you. I appreciate you. All of these great things. And because it comes off mundane, that's what people call cold.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people think like all those emotions have to exist for you to care about somebody. And in reality, they don't.
Yeah.
It's very much so like, I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't show me that you love me. I didn't have to say it.
Yeah.
I really could have kept it in the back of my tongue.
But I think you've always done a great job of, you know, because I've learned friendship through watching other people have friends. Like my cousin, I feel like she's a great friend. She's also Aquarius. I feel like she was a great friend. Like I would pick at her friends, be like, your friend ugly. And she'd be like, don't talk about my friend.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like my friend is my friend. And I always was like, I admire that. You know what I'm saying? Like she always had a big thing about friendship.
Friendship,
like,
and loyalty.
Friendship was like the real thing to her or whatever. And that taught me, like, you know, how to look at things differently or whatever. And I think in our friendship, you know, just watching you with other people and you and your friends or whatever, you and your other friends, I'm like, dang, he really value friendship. Like, that's a big thing to him. Loyalty. Like, you know, you steadfast on that shit. You know,
I love my people.
Yeah.
I love people that love me.
Yeah.
And I love people that want to be loved.
Yeah.
Now, once I realize I'm hitting a brick wall, I ain't never fucked up my mug for nothing.
Yeah.
So I will walk away from a brick wall. But there's so many people who really just simply want to love people and be loved on authentically.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part that I've learned so far in like my friendships with people. And don't get me wrong, the gag is some of the girlies don't love me back.
Yeah, for real.
And still walking away from situations, there is no disrespect.
Yeah.
There is still very much so. You could talk about me all day and I'm still gonna be like, girl, bless you.
Yeah.
You know, achoo. Bless you. Have a great day. You know, be great, be grand, live your best life. I'm not worried about you because, and this is going to sound so cold.
Yeah.
So, you know, forgive me for anybody that hear it, but I don't care about you when we cool.
Yeah.
Because your business is your business. Your life is your life. I'm here for the interim and I'm in the middle of your life. Everything on the outside is about you.
Yeah.
So when we fall out, I'm still in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm not on the outsides. So whatever you're going through is about you. Have at thee.
Yeah.
Be great, you know. March on, my brother.
I think the great thing about our friendship is we have had ups and downs. We've seen each other in the trenches, the trailer days.
Oh, my God.
The trailer days.
You were walking in the apartment and the flow was shaking.
Listen, the flow was shaking for real. Like, we stayed in the trailers, y'all. Like, we stayed. Club at Eustace, I feel like, was the beginning.
It was the beginning.
Yeah.
It was the beginning, the very beginning.
The club at Eustace.
And then we went from there to Lanteris.
The trailers.
The trailers. But that's when shit got trill. That's when we knew.
Locked in.
We was locked in for real.
For real, for real.
Because I remember we was mad. Well, we wasn't mad at each other. You was mad at me.
Yes.
Because he's right. I'm loyal. So you my friend, but they my friend. I know you don't like them, but what they got to do with me?
Every single time.
We didn't speak for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like two whole weeks. Yeah. And out of nowhere, you said, what you doing? You want to cut my hair?
Sure. Yes, he used to be my barber for real, y'all. He's down at a barber. Yeah, he was my barber for a long time or whatever. But I feel like we had, like I said, we had ups and downs. Like once we'll not speak or whatever, and then we'll speak or whatever. Like a lot of people know that we fell out or whatever. We've fallen out a many of times. I think that we both do a great job of holding each other accountable.
Yes, I will agree.
You know what I'm saying? Because our big falling out was my fault. The first one was my fault. It's you shaking your head for me, bitch.
I was just shaking, like, it was my fault.
I'm out of there. But it was my fault. So I was dating somebody. And he did not like the person that I was dating. He knew that the spirit of discernment, he knew that the person was not good.
I'm about to say, you know, because focus watcher.
Yes.
So I want to say exactly how it felt on my heart. I liked the person.
Yeah.
I liked every angle. I liked the individual.
Yeah.
But I did not like them for you.
Yeah.
I knew where your headspace was. I knew you had just came back from the military.
Yes.
You had just gone through a divorce.
Yes.
You were already telling me, like, I'm searching for myself. I'm trying to get myself back out there. And I saw at the time, I was close to his age. So I know I'm young and erratic.
Yeah.
And I knew he was young and erratic. So I'm like, damn, friend, like, me and this boy got good energy and I click with him on a friend level. But I wouldn't even put you with me in this stage of your life. So why would I put you of something of like energy?
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. And I didn't want to hear that shit. I was like,
you didn't.
I didn't want to hear that shit. I didn't want to hear it. And I didn't, you know, that was lacking accountability at the time. I didn't see it or whatever until I saw it. You know what I'm saying? Until later on. And then I was like, damn, like, friend was right.
And sometimes it be like
that. It do be like that, for real.
Sometimes you got to look back and be like, fuck.
Yeah, friend was right. So
I didn't listen.
Yeah. So during that period of us falling out, how did you feel? Like, did you feel like we would never be friends again? Have you ever, any time that we've ever fell out, have you felt like, okay, we ain't never, I ain't never talking to that bitch again?
Nah.
Never.
No, I'd be like, and people would ask me, they'd be like, why you and Q fell out? And I'd be like, I don't fucking know. He living his best life. I'm not thinking about him. He's not thinking about me. Q is out there getting to his money. And I'm out here just focusing on whatever I'm doing in the moment. Because we know what I do this year ain't what I'm finna be doing next year.
Facts.
I don't keep the same hair color, the same clothes,
yeah,
the same style, the same job.
The same niggle.
What?
Throw it out there.
Don't, because you will see me in a year and be like, what happened to so-and-so? Who's that? Who's that mystery man?
Keep listening.
But, you know, in the midst of the big one, I was hurt at first, but then I understood. I think that was the moment that I learned.
Do you feel like that was the big one?
I feel like that was the big one.
Really?
I feel like that was the big one.
Yeah.
Because it was sudden.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, usually you fall out with people, you could see little signs and little things. It was such a quick explosion that it was both. I feel like even for you, it was kind of like maybe a week or two later, you kind of sitting back, you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Because you used to having that friend and calling them and talking to them.
Yeah.
Now you get ready because now that anger is disappearing.
Yeah.
You get ready to pick up that phone and now you're like, hold on, bitch, we really fucking fell out.
But the thing about, let me tell y'all, the thing about Justin is, it was not till recently, but for the longest of time, if we fall out, I have to reach out first. He is not going to pick up my phone.
No,
he's not going to. That's fair to say. You know, if you fall out, it don't matter who was wrong. He don't give a damn. Like, I'm telling you, like, it, or who? Aquarius to the T.
To the T. And I'm going to be honest. A lot of times it's not because I don't care. I don't want to reach out. My ADD kick in real quick.
Yeah.
And it really do be out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
I don't answer my phone. I can't say sometimes because that's a lot of time. The time.
Okay. The time.
I don't answer my phone the time because if I see it and I don't respond in that moment, in my head I responded.
Yeah.
Because I done said it in my head like, oh, they said such and such and such and such. Now all of a sudden I don't forgot.
Yeah.
So if I done fell out with a person, sometimes I don't remember the person in existence of somebody say their name. Sometimes I forget I have a mama.
Yeah.
And she put me here on earth.
Right.
Which I feel like is really disrespectful.
For real.
Because why this real? You could have put me in a unicorn land with cotton candy and bunnies and shit.
I feel like, I don't know.
Earth.
It's raw.
Earth.
It ain't ghetto.
Earth.
It is a little ghetto. It is a little ghetto, but it's raw. It's raw.
No.
You just like that.
But you know hood activities.
Yeah.
Ain't never been my comfort.
That's true.
I may rap like I'm hood and look like I'm hood, but I really be acting like this around the white folks.
Yeah.
And the Spanish folk. Now, I love my people.
Yeah.
But there's only so much hood I can deal with.
Yeah.
Because then I start holding my clutch to my titty.
So I really want to get into you. Speaking of the rapping, I want to get into music. What made you decide that you want to do music? Back in the trailer days, we was heavy on the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to just record just for fun. And it was just like a thing that we just really did for fun. We was just playing.
And I kept me a YouTube video posted.
Yes, or whatever. What made you decide that you wanted to take music seriously? Because back in the day, we would be on like the little apps or whatever.
Acid Pro, yes. I was Sony Acid Pro.
Shout out to y'all, Sony.
We love y'all.
We used to be recording just for fun. What made you decide that you wanted to take it seriously?
Two things. One, I realized the love was beyond just making the music. I know that I have written great songs. I wrote songs for you, for our friend She.
Yes.
I helped out our friend Kevon.
Yes.
I've sat in the studio with a few people over time. And there was one thing that I always noticed. Every song that I wrote, nobody could put the stank on it that I could put on it.
Facts.
So it made me take it serious because it was like, if I can write a great song and somebody can deliver it, cool. But if the people in the studio are saying, nah, I need you for this part.
Yeah.
I need you for this background. I need you for this moment. It made me realize it's in me. That's number one. Number two, you.
You think me?
Oh, my God.
How?
One, my first time in the studio was because you put me in the studio.
Yeah.
My second time in the studio was because you put me in the studio. I ended up being in Tulando because you said, friend, we're going to do it. If I leave it up to you, you ain't never going to do it.
But speaking of Tulando, I cannot rap, y'all, at all. I am not a rapper. He is the writer. He is a musical person.
Lying.
No. But I had never even rapped before. You know what I'm saying? I never tried. I had never. Kenneth, you know, like.
Kenneth Lowe.
Yes. He good for an alias. You know what I'm saying?
I love an alias.
Yes.
I done been 13 people.
So, for real. So, like the whole Tulando thing, you once told me that, like, when I came to you with the idea, you was like, I didn't take you serious or whatever until I sent you a song. And then you was like, okay, now he's serious.
Correct. Because you were like, oh, we can be like the gay JT and Young Miami. And I was like, boy, what are you talking about? But then you turned around and sent that song. And I was like, okay, hold on. That's a little fire right there. That might need a little bit of me on. And so then we went from one song to the next song to the next song. And then we had a mixtape.
Yeah.
And then after we had the mixtape, now we really sitting down coming up with concepts and what kind of album, what presentation did we want? How do we want to dress? Buying matching outfits and stuff to take photos. Like, we were going the extra, I'm almost there, the extra mile. We were really going far on it. And I think being in Tulando is really what opened my eyes to being like, I really want to do this.
Yeah.
Because I started getting carried away in the studio. I started becoming lost. Fuck the sauce. I started becoming lost in the cost because I'd be forgetting about how much money
the studio costs. Listen, if music is not your real passion and not your
heart, don't do it.
It's very expensive. It's very hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not a game. Like, it's so much money that went into it. And that's what made me be like, hold on, what do I really want to do? Even though it was a hobby and it's fun, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, but it is very costly.
Extremely.
So what do you think the fallout of Tulando was?
I think the fallout of Tulando was just the fact at that time we were in stages of our life that I didn't see money.
Yeah.
You saw the money. And you also saw that I was not doing the business side of anything. You post on your page. Put this here, put this there. My page, so make it. It's probably two or three things from Tulando on there. Unless you shared it and I reshared it, because I am a lazy marketer. But I think once it got to the point that you were looking at the cost and I wasn't, then it did become unbearable for you. And that's something that I realized is not looking at the moments that it was unbearable because you were shouldering everything.
Yeah.
At the moment, you was like, we going to the studio. Okay, we going to do this. Okay, we buying outfits. We doing this. And I started thinking grand, you know?
Yeah.
You know, ain't even made a penny.
Listen, you.
And I'm like, ooh, we can go to the school and we can. It's a school. Can we rent out the school and get the hood to show? And da-da-da. You was like, how we going to get all the people to get there? How we going to get the flyers? How we going to do this? How we going to. I was like, the hood going to come out. For me, the hood going to come out. It's step for me. The hood step for me, baby. But I was so enlarged in the ideals that I did not think about it. And I think once it got to the moment that for you, it was like, let's just cut our losses.
Yeah.
And for me, it was like, you taking away my dream. And I ain't put a motherfucker dime in. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you did.
A few times.
You
know, I put two dimes in.
You did. You definitely put.
But I feel like at that point, it was good because we kind of got to sit back and not rush something.
Yeah.
And now we had the chance to look back at it and be like, damn, we were actually creating something that the world still don't got.
Yeah.
They still don't got raw, unfiltered, in-your-face music.
And just having fun, you know, it's just us.
Yeah. That's missing from music.
Yeah, just us.
Elements and showing people the real levels of the friendship.
Yeah.
Because the shit we talking about is how we really talk. Now, not we don't be fighting folk.
Yeah.
And we don't be shooting people. I ain't never shot a gun a day in my life.
Yeah.
I'm a lady, for Christ's sake.
Barber.
Thank you for calling, Sprint. This is Corbett. No. Huh? But still, like, those are the moments that I look back and I'm like, Tulando fell out because it just wasn't ready.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
My thing is, I feel like, okay, so I had nothing said in one of the songs that I was going to go to jail. And then I went to jail, y'all. I went to jail. And then when I was in jail, I was sitting in there thinking about the song. And I was like, nigga, you grown. You know what I'm saying? It's time to, like, you know, you got to put your ideas or your wants and your hobbies or whatever. You really got to, like, what do you want or whatever. And when I was sitting in that cell, when I was rocking back and forth in that cell, I was like, okay, I gotta really reevaluate my life or whatever. And I think that's when I cut everything off. And I was like, okay, I gotta lock in. I gotta put myself first or whatever. And I gotta, you know, and what does that mean? What does it mean to put yourself first? What does it mean to feel like you're fulfilling your purpose or whatever? And I had to really grapple with those ideas or whatever. So for you, what does it mean to fulfill your purpose?
To fulfill my purpose? That could mean so many things. But for the most part, for me, fulfilling my purpose is really just living in my truth consistently and not subjecting myself to less than that.
Yeah.
So, and I just said this to somebody yesterday, so it's crazy. I told him, I said, people be fucking up being nice.
Yeah.
It's not about being nice, it's about being kind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat every day because that's something I got to do what I want to do. Now, will I give you a piece of chicken off my plate? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Can you have the whole plate? Fuck no.
No. Yeah.
Because then now you full, I'm starving.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be full and fulfilled.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make sure at least you get a taste.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave you out here stinking and starving.
Yeah.
So for me, that's what fulfillment is.
Yeah.
What's your definition of fulfillment?
I feel like my definition of fulfillment is my dreams, my goals. Like, I want to feel like, and what I leave behind to people to, you know, like, I like connecting with people. My whole thing is about connecting or whatever, sharing information, sharing, like, I'm the type of person that if I learn how to make $1 million, I'm going to call everybody and be like, let me tell you how to make this $1 million. You know, this is so dual.
You know, they giving out foods. Listen, they giving ideas. You know,
I love a food stamp. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is happening or whatever. I'm just that type of person. I love to share information. I love to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm just that type of person. Or whatever. Like, so I want to talk about dating. Let's get into it. That's the one subject. That's an ugly subject. Let's get into it. Are you single?
Am. Very. Supremely. By choice. Love it.
You single by choice?
By choice. Not by choice. It wasn't my choice. But that's, well, ending a relationship was not my choice.
Yeah.
But still being single at this moment, because there's been opportunities and there's been people. And
yeah.
They disgust me.
Yeah.
That's rude. And I know I'm ready to love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm ready to love. I know I'm ready to be loved. I know I'm ready to interact on that level. I know I have it to give and to receive it. But I know most people are not.
Mm.
So I don't, like I said, I don't subject myself to anything below my vibration.
Yeah.
Because if I'm on lo-fi and you on hi-fi, bye-bye, you know?
Do you feel like your last relationship was your best relationship?
Hell no.
No?
Hell no. I feel like my last relationship confirmed why I became a certain person in the first place.
Really?
I think we get to the point where we finally get into our prime self and we realize, like, you know, I'm not finna let nobody play with me. I'm not finna let nobody play with my money. Like, yeah, you can come in my life and I'll meet you in the middle, but I ain't never gonna overextend myself. Certain things, whatever our boundaries are,
yeah,
we set them up. And then we let the devil come along and snatch the rug from underneath our feet. That's what happens. Okay, I'm just going to be honest. You be sitting there and you be nice. And I'm not going to say comfy because I don't believe in comfortability. Yeah. Because I'm trying to figure out how to say that word right now. I don't believe in being comfy.
Yeah.
We just going to say it right now. I don't believe in being comfy. But I feel like as soon as you get done being comfy, now you be like, I'm going to stand on business.
Yeah.
That's the moment the devil decided to snatch the rug because now your feet planted,
right?
But your feet ain't planted on nothing solid.
Yeah.
And that be the problem.
Yeah.
And so my last relationship, I would never say he was my best, but I would say he was my confirmation.
Mm.
that
I think my last relationship was my best relationship. Like I, you know, it was a, it wasn't really? Perfect. Yeah, it wasn't perfect. But out of all the relationships that I've been in, because I had grew so much and I knew what I wanted and I knew like, it wasn't perfect. You know what I'm saying? It was still hard. You know what I'm saying? But out of all the rest of them, it was like, it was adult.
So
was,
do you feel like more that grown, it was perfect, or do you feel like you were more perfect to be in that moment?
I was ready or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I was, I don't know. Because you're right. You know what I'm
sometimes
saying?
Sometimes you got to ask yourself, was it as a whole perfect?
It wasn't perfect.
Or was I in a better position for it to be perfect?
Yeah.
For it to work more?
Yes. Because it was, you know, out of all the other past relationships, you know what I'm saying? It's things that, like, I didn't cheat. You know what I'm saying? I'm a serial cheater. Because, like, I love to cheat.
Done.
Done. I'm a serial cheater. I've, you know, I used to love to cheat. I don't cheat no more. But I don't cheat no more.
I don't cheat no more. I done talked to the lady.
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
But I was a serial cheater in a relationship. Have you ever cheated in a relationship? I like that. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Because everybody always say no.
So
they be lying.
When I talk to my friends, right, the answer's going to always be,
yeah.
In two relationships. And I've had quite a few, for those who don't know. I've had a total of, incriminate my motherfucking self. I've had a total of 14 situationships or relationships, things that were semi to actual serious.
Yeah.
Out of those, two of them, I cheated on. One was get back.
Yeah.
It was definitely get back. I felt so bad afterwards, I came back crying.
I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
My God. You know, yeah. It felt horrible. Now.
Did you do it again?
Years later.
Now, years later, it was get back, but the way I cheated was a little too deep.
Yeah.
Because he was cheating. I knew it. I should have left. You know, I should never stay. But I was in love.
Yeah.
I was like, so you cheating? We cheating. Yeah. We do this, everything as a couple. And next thing you know, I was sleeping with somebody else. And like whole dates and spending the night and all of that for like 3-4 months.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, I just, you know, and when I say this, they're going to know who they are. I told them, I was like, I realize I'm not in love with you anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just attached to you.
Yeah.
So the love is gone. I'm just scared of existing in a world without you, but I've technically already lost it. So if I can live my life and be happy with this man over here and I'm miserable when I'm around you, I would just leave you alone and be around this man.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And he said I was a hateful, spiteful, nasty, trifling bitch. And my response was, I am. I'm dead. I'm dead.
I'll be that. I'll be all that.
This ain't I'm going to be.
So what is your type?
I don't have one.
I don't think I have one either.
I look back at all my exes. They're different colors.
Yeah.
Different shapes. Different sizes. Different backgrounds. Different levels of masculinity.
Yeah.
And some of them, I look back and I just be like, I know I was on drugs.
Yes, like, I just was doing shit.
Listen.
This was doing
this
shit.
This out here trying to be, play, give back to the community.
Yes, charity.
Let me take this one off y'all hands.
30.
Charity, donation.
For real.
Go fund them.
For real. Need to file some on my taxes.
Listen, because if you could file a nigga as a dependent and get back lost wages... I would be one of the
on the earth. How do you feel about Jack and Grindr? Well, you feel like you can find love on Jack and Grindr?
No.
I feel like that's cap. I feel like you can. You don't lay the people on Jack.
I know. And where are they?
Back on there. Man.
It's the day, yo.
But he's still on now.
I feel like you can find love anywhere.
Yeah.
But I'm a person that believes in energy because I love energy. And majority of the energy that is poured into that app is not of getting to meet. It's of sexual nature.
Yeah.
So even in the moment that people are meeting, if they do want something serious, the sexual nature is still more prevalent than the actual getting to know the person. We done been on 2 dates and now you want to hunch.
Facts.
First. We just saw each other, but you want me to come to your house.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to get coffee. You don't want to walk in the park. Walking in the park is free. I just
I can't stand a walk in the park date.
Look, I had to make eye contact with the camera.
I can't stand that.
Because I done been around people who be like, what am I going to do with them? I just invited them to the house because I ain't got no money. So go outside.
No. Don't invite me nowhere if you ain't got no money.
Me either.
Don't invite me outside. I don't want to come to the crib.
As I got older, one time somebody took me on a date just to get to meet me, and they took me to the Butterfly Garden. Mind you, I had never been there. Didn't even know the shit existed. And I walk in, and all these butterflies are flying around, and these flowers are everywhere. And
it's free?
Sat there. It's free.
Oh, okay.
And we sat there, and we had sandwiches.
They made the sandwiches?
Well, he made them.
Oh, wow.
And they were gourmet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you like me. Like, you put thought into this.
Yeah, you really did.
Now, I went on a date the next day, and somebody spent money, and I had to compare the two. I enjoyed the Butterfly Garden more than I enjoyed, sitting in a 5-star restaurant, because now the staff is interrupting us.
Yeah.
We busy looking at everything that's moving around us, and we so into everything else that I done walked away from the date, and I forgot your fucking name.
I don't even know
who you.
For real.
Yeah. Now you done text me, and I'm like, who?
Yeah.
And then you got to send me the picture of the restaurant name so I know who you are.
I just can't stand a walking apart date. That just kills my...
Why, though?
For one, I'm fat. Don't take me...
So am I walking?
Don't take you nowhere walking. I don't want to walk.
You sound very upset about that.
It be pissing me off. Like, let's go. We just going to go walking. We just going to go... I don't really like the club either like that, for real, because it be hot. I don't want to be in a club.
I don't like the club because I live by the old school creed is don't bump unless you want to get bumped. And hoes be bumping into bitches and clearly see you.
Facts.
I know at my size, you see me standing.
Exactly.
There. And you think that you're going to squeeze past me and not say, excuse me? I don't like that. I don't like the fact that the floor is sticky and it's wet. Now I done got home, I got spots all over my fucking shoes. I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I don't like the fact that everybody don't take a bath.
That's true.
That's the one that really sends me. You can... Bill would send me up to the moon. Like, what's his name? Elton John, Rocket Man.
Yeah.
This shoots me up.
I need a little rag. I be so sweaty. I be my inner club.
Keeps a rag. I keeps a napkin.
And like, keep
what? Pat.
You too old.
Patricia.
If you need a rag,
I'm like, all my life, I sweat.
Yeah, I sweat that.
And I do it because I wear makeup. I wouldn't mind sweating if I didn't wear makeup.
True.
But one thing I will not do is be like them people on the 90s photos of how they look when they went to the club and how they look when they came out.
Yeah.
You won't have me looking like, don't go chasing waterfalls.
For real.
I'm like, what? Because I'm going to stick to the ramp.
That's the ramp of something like that.
You do, yeah. But I really be in there, and it just be too much. And specifically, I was in the club sometime last year, and this guy, he's really, really friendly with me. And I'm really, really friendly with him. But he never wore deodorant.
See.
So at the beginning of the night, he was always all right. But I just want him to, know or to think about if you're dancing in the middle of the floor and everybody has moved back, they're not watching you.
Mm.
They smell you.
They smell you and you stink.
You stink.
But could you date somebody? You know, I dated somebody with a fetish who didn't like for me to wear deodorant.
Couldn't date them.
You couldn't date them?
Couldn't date them. The fact that you want to live in filth.
I mean, they just like go natural pheromones.
And they call it pheromones.
Pheromone?
Pheromone. Yeah, pheromone. Pheromone. Fur baby.
They just like that. You know what I'm saying? So they into that.
This is weird. I love my natural scent.
You do?
I do. Like, if I just take a bath and I don't put nothing on, I still smell good. I smell like money.
Yeah.
Fuck what these other hoes smell like. I smell like being big on the flight. You know what I'm saying? But to tell me not to put on deodorant and to go outside and come back, so you want me to smell like an onion?
I ain't wear deodorant for 2 days. And then when he finally came, he was like, it ain't strong enough.
Fire.
He was like, no, your funk ain't strong enough. Like, I want you, like.
So why he just don't live in the sewer?
I don't know.
Sue him.
That motherfucker was fine. I was like, damn.
And
I couldn't do it. Years ago. I couldn't do it.
I'm going to tell you, that's the part that scares me.
I was like, oh, it's too much.
It's when, it's going to sound so horrible. But I think most people agree. When people are too fine, something off.
Yeah, you got to be a little ugly. You got to be a little ugly.
Oh, Duran Bernard, that's his song.
Well, my baby a little bit ugly. Yeah.
I want mine just with a little, I want to look at you and go, like, oh, that's unique about you, you know?
So what's your favorite dating app?
I don't like any of them.
None?
Even though I'm on them, and granted, I'm on them because I love conversation. I'm big on conversation. And most people don't have any. And I'm a troll. I'm not going to lie. I will say one wrong thing to me. Like that poor man said, oh, you fine as fuck. I want to fuck you. And I said, sir, I'm not on here for that. He was like, well, this is the kind of app it is. You need to get off of here, bitch.
Where was it?
I was coming back from Georgia.
My bitch.
Bitch. It was Grindr too.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you need to get off of here, bitch. I said, at your age, you know, after I said that,
yeah,
you know, I went in. At your age, AARP is on your list, not me. At your age, a walker is on your list, not me. Naming your grandchildren is on your list. Male pattern baldness is on your list. But when you looked up in the morning and you looked past them crow's feet and you saw me, you were looking in the wrong direction. Have a good fucking day before I reroute this app to your house. Leave me alone. You know, simple.
See, I love Facebook dating. I always recommend that.
Okay, so she's cute.
I recommend it.
But people have horrible communication skills.
They really do.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
Because why are you on here?
And you ain't, we don't want to talk.
You know, I know like how they're saying like for Wicked with Cynthia Erivo singing Defying Gravity, they were saving space. They're taking it. And I don't like,
yo.
Why are you here on the app if you have no intentions on using it?
Yeah.
Or motherfuckers are really out here on apps and whole committed
relationships.
And lying.
But how do you feel about that? Do you feel like you could do a polyamorous relationship?
No, fuck no.
You couldn't do an open relationship?
I don't like to share with y'all.
Have you been with more than one people in one day?
Why would you do this to me? Yes.
So you can do it.
No, I can't.
You can do it.
Because so the thing is, I can deal with more than one person in a day. But I can't deal with more than one person at the same time. Because what happens when both of them motherfuckers got an attitude? I've only gone to enough therapy to handle one person at a time. And I'm grown enough to say that.
So never a throuple.
Mm-mm, not a thoughtful, not a couple. I barely like waffles. It's something about that fool.
I don't know. I different strokes for different. I don't know if I can. I think I could probably. You know what I'm saying? I think it'll take, or it'll take some. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm scared of love, though. Love ain't my thing. How do you feel about dating outside of your race? This the hot topic for me. You know, they.
Okay, so I don't mind. I'm really open-minded.
Yeah.
I got to finish so I got the rings. We all know I love my black men.
Yeah.
Y'all working my nerves. Just want to put that out there. Spanish men, I love y'all too.
They close.
I just really want to date one so they can teach me Spanish.
Yeah.
Also, I want to date a foreigner.
Right.
So when they get mad and they start talking that shit, I don't understand.
Exactly.
I don't get it. I want to date a white man. Never have, right?
You but, dated a white man?
No. Purdue.
You know what?
Tyson.
No.
No. He has to have some
swag.
Mm. And not even swag, because I don't even care. Like, you can be Ritz.
Yeah.
Just as plain as you can be.
Yeah.
But you just have to be dapper. Like, you really got to step. Like, you got to have that flavor about you.
I like when you talk. Tone a white person, I want them white.
I don't want them black. I don't want them to be black. But I mean, like, if, like, you see those white guys that are white and they still like that cool white guy. Like, you need to have some type of to you. Because if you come across and you like a piece of notebook paper, just as flat and plain, copy paper to go inside the fax machine, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that. You know, you could be fluffy like a cloud. You know, have some dimension to yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Like, you know, Jason Momoa, that's a nice looking white man.
Is he white?
I don't know what he is, but
Momoa don't sound white.
Hey, it's not black.
Momoa sound a little.
I know about a mimosa.
I can tell you that.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. Oh, he got him a black girl too.
Right. Handsome man.
He got him.
Justin Timberlake. Handsome man. And he's not black.
Yeah, him. I don't
think
he did Channing.
That's what he did.
Okay. Mine stay right here. They stay in the pocket.
Yours ain't game, my. Hey, it ain't never popped out on the screen, you know? But Justin Timberlake, he has something about him. I mean, he's not trying to be black.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton, that sings Tennessee Whiskey, that's a nice-looking white man.
Yeah.
And there's some more, you know. Oh, what's his name? Henry motherfucking Cavill.
Oh, no.
The man that played Superman. The man that played The Witcher.
Oh, The Witcher.
The Witcher. Now, that's.
Yeah.
And he's
Witcher.
He's as flower as they come.
Yeah. In The Witcher, he kind of looked something else. Maybe because it was so dark.
It was dark, and they put like grungy makeup on him. They kept him dirty all the time.
Yeah, he did look dirty.
But he's just
out of context.
He's just vanilla as Breyers ice cream. He really is. Like, he likes singing country and folk music. He loves being around children and doing certain things. He's really cute.
Yeah.
But that's a fine motherfucking man.
See, I don't mind.
I'm not dating Jake from State Farm.
I listen. If my husband or my significant other is a plastic surgeon from Turkey with a BBL, that's my business. If it's a Korean with gold teeth and a BBL and a lot of money, that's my business.
Wait, why you keep mentioning this BBL?
Because they got to have a fat ass. I want them thick. I like them thick. I don't mind a skinny, you know, skinny appreciation.
I don't like skinny.
I
live by a philosophy.
I like character.
If there's no ass, there's no good strokes.
But at the same time, good
ass cheeks means stroke game is up to par.
But you done dated skinny people.
And it was horrible.
But you, if it was the right person, you know what I'm saying?
It was mid.
So then you got a type. They can't be skinny. You like thick.
No, you don't have to be thick because you can still be thin and have ass cheeks. You just can't be walking around here like Aunt Jemima.
Okay.
Okay?
With pancakes.
I don't want that. I don't want table salt.
So is that a thing, though? Like, do you feel like sexual preference is important? Sexual position is important?
No. I feel like that's a stupid one. Because I feel like when you, most people won't believe this, I started as a top. I didn't learn how to be a bottom. I'm not going to say I didn't learn, because I already knew, and I was already fucking. But I didn't start being consistently a bottom until, my second or third relationship. Well, situation. But my original relationship, it was a bottom.
Yeah.
And every now and again, he'd be like, well, baby, it's my turn. Okay, you ask once out of every 3 months. That's fine. That's cool.
So you like for your top to have some ass.
Just because that means the strokes is going to be good.
If he got ass?
I just want you to think about it. You chunky, I'm chunky. When you go up in the air, what happens when you come down? It's a lot of force. So if there's some ass cheeks, when they go up, it all got to come down. And win it all.
We'll all. Hi, James.
That's how I feel.
So you would date another bottom?
I have.
And you would do that now?
My, not last relationship, but the relationship before that, because these last two were relationships.
Yeah.
He can't lie to me, and he can't lie to the world. He's bottom.
Yeah.
That was a woman. He let me put makeup on him. No disrespect, boo. But he let me, and I love that.
Yeah.
And I think that's when I learned that I kind of like my niggas a little gay.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the only hoe walking around with a purse. Let's purse it up.
Okay.
Purse and pussy. You know what I'm saying? I was okay with it. He would let me do his makeup, his eyebrows. He would let me, pick his hairstyle, pick his clothes. It was like having a boyfriend and a Barbie doll.
Both. The best of both.
Boy Barbie. Barbie boyfriend.
I loved it. So could you ever date a sex worker?
No.
No?
No. I'm not going to say no, okay? But we really have to talk about those boundaries. We got to have some boundaries. Because if you're a sex worker and that's what you do for a living, I'm going to respect it. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people. I will respect it. But that means I need to know my limitations of what I could do. Because I'm not finna be out here just fucking you or you fucking, you know, whoever you
want. It's levels, right?
Yeah, it's levels to this. So that, now I get to know, is it community?
Yeah.
Or is it neighborhood? That's what I need to know.
Weak.
Is it community dick or is it neighborhood dick?
I feel like if you sleeping with somebody who also is sleeping with other people, that's polyamorous, right? Or that's
open. No.
That's open.
Okay.
Yeah, that's open.
Open. So are we opening it up?
You don't want to be open.
Because you know there are some people that are like, I'm the sex worker, so you can't. There are people like that in the world. And it's kind of like, if you fucking, we fucking.
Yeah.
I'm out here doing it too. So that's the boundaries. But also, it depends on my level of comfortability with you as a person. Are you safe? Do you protect yourself? Are you conscious about what is out there? Are you conscious about what are you bringing home? Are you regularly going to the doctor? Are you making sure that you're healthy? All of these things matter. So if you're just a sex worker and you just work the sex, but you don't work that doctor,
It can't happen.
Yeah, out the door you gotta go, bitch. Listen, that's the anthem for this year.
So let's go back to music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are your top five rap acts?
Ooh, we all know Nicki Minaj, right? She's up there.
Favorite Nicki song?
Favorite Nicki song?
Favorite and least favorite.
Okay, so my least favorite is Monster. And don't get me wrong, I love Monster, but that last part, that in the bomb, it kills me. It sends me up. And she don't like the song either, so I don't feel like I'm, you know, saying anything disrespectful. That song was the least favorite. It was very animated, and I love it. But it's like she gave us all of this, and when it hits that part, it drops.
Yeah.
And it lost me. My favorite song by Nicki, it's because I live by this. Looking ass nigga.
Oh.
It's just something about that.
Because
there's no reason for you to be a looking ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's no reason.
Yeah.
After Nicki, I could definitely put some weight on Kim. Mm. Definitely put some weight on Kim. Nicki, when I listened to rap, gave me my girly side.
Yeah.
My playful side of music. Kim is the reason why I'm still a thug. Kim made me feel like I could smack a bitch and take their money out of their hand.
Yeah.
So I love Kim. I definitely have to give my hats off. And I put them in the same category because there's a reason why I put them there as a number three together. Nas and Jay-Z.
Yeah, I love Nas.
Because me waking up to seeing them in rap was when they were beefing. So that was me getting them to see them at their height and two grown men respectfully and disrespectfully handling their beef.
Yeah.
And both of them pushed their pen and their freestyles. So they're both in a category with me together. A number four, I really love me.
Period. I like that.
Oh, it was something else, but we're going to stay right there. I love me.
You know.
Because I'm him, okay? Because I am a fusion of everything that I've heard. But I would say my last person would definitely go to... And people going to think I'm saying it because he's hot right now, but Kendrick.
Oh, okay.
Kendrick is... I like lyrics. I'm a lyricist.
Yeah.
I don't like boom bop rap. Yeah. Like, I love me some Migos because... Migos turn me up, but at the same time, when you listen to the lyrics, yes, there are levels to the lyrics, but they're not lyricists.
Yeah.
And that's not being disrespectful. They're rappers.
Yeah.
They're artists. Kendrick is a lyricist, and he hides stuff in his lyrics that you don't hear until you heard the song the 20th time. Fuck the second and the third. You done listened to the song 20 times, now you done looked at the lyrics, and now you like, hold up. I ain't even notice he said this. Like the whole Drake diss that he hid in the Beyonce song.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody pay attention to that. He said, truthfully, I be lying in my rap songs. I always failed to mention that I snap on him. His career gonna come with some life insurance. And I was like, how do we miss this? That he was already beefing with Drake way back then. But now that it's happening now, almost 2 years later, you get to reflect back and be like, wow, he was delivering to us the whole time. And he's also has transcended genres with his rap. And I respect him for it highly. So those would be my five. I'm in my top five.
Okay, so now we're going to play a game. We're going to do a rapid fire question game, right?
Oh, I got to be quick?
You got to be quick.
Okay.
I'm going to name some words, and you just got to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Dude, that's hard.
I'm going to start easy.
Okay.
Red.
Blue.
Yellow.
Big Bird.
Orange.
I almost said the wrong thing. I almost said Trump.
Nicki Minaj.
Wig.
Beyonce. We need leaks.
Sucks.
What is why? What's with the wig? Why the first thing you put it away when you said Nicki? I was thinking about that long.
Oh, I can't stand this.
Then Beyonce, I was thinking about that long, long wig.
That thing I was saying.
Little about to cut off.
I was thinking about that 32 bus down that she had in Texas.
Yes.
Then you said Nene Leakes, and I had already said wig, and I was thinking when she got into it with Kim Zolciak, and she said, Nene, you need to hush into that. Go! That takes me every time.
Okay, so purple.
Barney.
Chasing Orlando.
You're supposed to answer
fast.
Two episodes.
Okay, so blue.
Clues.
Lights.
Camera.
Water.
Avatar.
Ooh, Korra.
Aang. I love to be some Aang.
Anime.
I mean.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Ass.
Dolce.
Creative.
Saucy Santana.
I was going to say gay, because I'm gay.
RuPaul.
Gay as hell.
Tyra Sanchez.
Gay as hell.
B-Baby Lindo.
I don't like this game.
Once a friend. Okay, I like that.
Okay. Because my brain too quick.
But it wasn't quick then.
I stopped it.
Okay.
I put a hard break on that month. Because sometimes I'll say stuff honestly, but at the same time, I know sometimes my mouth can be quicker than my heart. So
yeah.
Once a friend.
I like that. Your mom.
Crazy.
Your dad.
Criminal.
Your siblings.
I love them.
Yes. Your music.
Fire.
Your purpose.
Greatness.
What you want people to know about you.
I got a fat ass.
Well,
you heard it here first. I got a fat ass.
Sex.
Money.
Dick.
Big.
Ass.
Fat.
Period.
I feel like that's a good moment right there. Sex.
Money.
Dick.
Big.
Ass fat.
Get. Well, all right, friend. We done had a long conversation, probably longer than we supposed to be. It was meant to have. I want to thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Here on his show.
I like that. Until next time.
Until next time.
Thank y'all.